Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Tyrus.
I'm Liz Claman.
I'm Greg Jarrett, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, January 16th, 2023. I'm Eben Brown. More documents potentially classified found potentially unsecured this past weekend at the private Delaware home of President Biden, and now both parties are calling each other hypocrites over each of their president's entanglements with top secret information.
Well, it's an important issue because you have two special counsels right now investigating two presidents of the United States, and special counsels are not just appointed willy-nilly.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The revelations President Biden may have mishandled or left unguarded classified documents and sensitive compartmentalized information continue to cause strife both at the White House and on Capitol Hill. There are both real-world national security implications that need addressing, but there is, of course, political fallout and calls from Republicans that President Biden, a Democrat, be held to the same scrutiny as former President Trump. This ordeal began when lawyers for the president revealed documents believed to be classified were uncovered in a closet at the Penn Biden Center located in Washington, but not inside a secured facility.
That was 1 week ago on the 9th. On the 12th, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the appointment of Robert Hur, former U.S. attorney in Maryland, Trump-appointed U.S. attorney in Maryland, to oversee this investigation as special counsel. That happened on Thursday.
Fox's David Spunt is in Washington, D.C.
On Saturday, over the weekend, we got a statement from the White House special counsel, Richard Sauber. Five more documents were discovered on Thursday, the 12th. In Wilmington at the president's residence, five more classified documents. So that tells us the day that the attorney general announced Robert Hur to serve as the special counsel, White House special counsel, who's one of the White House attorneys working for the president, was in Wilmington, Delaware, discovered five more documents, and that was not made public until over the weekend, 2 days later on Saturday. A lot of moving parts in just 1 week.
So I think it comes down to a lot of, you know, what are the specifics here? The materials found at the Penn Biden Center, they are believed to be items that were held ever since Mr. Biden left the vice presidency some years ago when he would not have had power to declassify anything, or at least not standing power anyway. Finding things at his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware, do we know? We have any idea as to either what those documents are, even if generally, and do we know how long that they've been there? I mean, there's been talk of them being kept in the garage next to the Corvette, and that might be good for a nervous chuckle, but he's been president for some time now. Could they have ended up there during that time period?
You raise a very important point, Evan, because we don't know how long those documents have been there. And while the president himself, when asked by our own White House correspondent, Peter Ducey, about the documents, he admitted that they were in the garage, a locked garage next to his Corvette, certainly not an appropriate place to keep classified documents. But what we don't know, what nobody's been able to report, is how long specifically those documents have been there. There has been talk and some reporting that some of the documents deal with his time as vice president, but we don't know when they were actually transferred to Wilmington, Delaware. Were they transferred while he was vice president? Were they transferred after he was vice president as a private citizen? Or were they transferred when he was president? each one of those situations would pose a completely different risk assessment for those documents. So as you say very, very well, while it sounds like they may have been there since his vice presidency because some deal with the vice presidency, especially those at the Penn Biden Center, the think tank in Washington, D.C., we don't know for certain yet when those documents were taken to Wilmington, because it is possible that some of those documents were transferred while he was still president.
And I think the next question is, do we know for a fact that these items are still actually classified, or were they ever declassified? You know, one of the retorts, if you will, from the former president, Donald Trump, was that the materials that still had classification markings, you know, one thinks of the red ink stamp on the folder, or like, you know, from a Mission Impossible episode. But if he, in fact, declassified it, then does it matter what the stamp actually says? And could that scenario have happened with Mr. Biden as well? Are these formally classified materials? I think there's just a lot of unanswered questions.
A lot of unanswered questions. I wish I could give you something with 100% certainty, but right now nobody can. The only person that can is the special counsel's office, who's investigating Robert Hur, who's in the Department of Justice, because all of those documents are in Robert Hur's possession right now, in the special counsel office's possession right now. He has a team assembled. He has a budget assembled. He's working separate from the Justice Department. They have access to these documents, and they are the ones going through to answer those very questions you posed. It's important to point out that the former president, Donald Trump, earlier this year, famously in an interview said something along the lines of, all you can do is think it, and something can be declassified. Well, classification experts would point that's not exactly how it works. But as far as these Biden documents, we don't know what level they were classified. The Trump documents that were recovered in August at Mar-a-Lago, we don't know specifically which ones were classified, what level they were classified. We've seen some pictures that say top secret, SCI, but we don't know every single document, and we don't know more with these Biden documents because we haven't seen photographs. It was incredibly rare to see that photograph released by the Department of Justice in that court filing from Mar-a-Lago to be able to show what those look like with that red ink, as you say.
We're speaking with Fox News correspondent David Spunt in Washington about the emerging scandal regarding classified documents being found at the private home of President Biden in Wilmington, Delaware. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. Aside from knowing or not knowing who knew what, when, and where, this is obviously has political ramifications and fallout, in no small part because of the big deal being made over documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Now, the shoe is on the other foot, or the other shoe is dropping, depending on which phrase you want to use. And the White House today is now saying Republicans are being hypocritical, where I would think maybe the Republicans are looking at the Democrats and saying, no, it's you guys who are being hypocritical. This isn't good for either party. And I think it further demonstrates things aren't as secure as we would hope they would be, or maybe that we were led to believe. But politics has to play out here, and there's going to be investigations.
Exactly. And these investigations can take some time. These special counsels are under no calendar. They're under no pressure. They have a budget. The attorney general specifically is going to stay out of it for both investigations. So it will take some time. What's possible is that 6 months ago, a lot of pundits would talk about Donald Trump and Joe Biden on the stage for a rematch. It's possible after both these special counsel investigations, neither Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be on a stage together. It's possible that there may be a completely different candidate for Republicans and a completely different candidate for Democrats. So while pundits, as I said, while pundits back in July thought there would be a rematch of Joe Biden and Donald Trump on the debate stage, it's possible following both of these document investigations, none of them are on the stage and we see totally different candidates.
I also think there might be that divide, that big divide between Washington and the rest of the country. I think Washington-minded people might get held up in the minutiae of there was a classified document over here and over there, and perhaps maybe people outside the Beltway who live much different lives and are not entrenched in this stuff might say, okay, so he had some documents where they, how do we know this is really a big deal? How do we convey that this is an important issue, even not just for the, dare I say it, the Washington nerds?
Well, it's an important issue because you have two special counsels right now investigating two presidents of the United States, and special counsels are not just appointed willy-nilly. What's important for our listeners to understand, did Joe Biden or did Donald Trump break the law? That should be important to all Americans.
David Spunt, Fox News correspondent in Washington, thank you so much for being with us once again on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.